Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Biff for Coparent Communication by Bill Eddy. With Annette Burns and Kevin Chaffin, is a practical conflict communication guide for separated or divorced parents who must keep working together despite tension. Positioned within the author's Biff Communication series, the book focuses on written and digital interactions that commonly spark escalation, including texts, email, and social media posts. Its purpose is to help readers respond to provocative messages in a way that reduces conflict, protects the children from spillover, and keeps co-parenting decisions moving forward. The core tool is the BIF method, which stands for brief, informative, friendly, and firm. Rather than trying to win arguments or diagnose an ex-partner, the book trains readers to manage their own side of communication by setting boundaries, choosing what to answer and what to ignore, and keeping messages centered on concrete parenting issues. Throughout, the emphasis is on repeatable writing habits that are easier to sustain under stress than emotionally driven replies. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the BIF method as a repeatable structure for hard messages. The book's central contribution is a simple writing framework designed for moments when a co-parent sends messages that are blaming, inaccurate, or emotionally loaded. BIF stands for brief, informative, friendly, and firm, and the method aims to prevent a written exchange from turning into an ongoing fight. Being brief limits the number of points the other person can attack. Being informative keeps the message anchored in logistics, facts, and child-related needs rather than accusations or relationship history. A friendly tone reduces the chance that neutral content will be read as hostile, especially in high-stress situations. Being firm closes the loop by stating a decision, boundary, or next step without inviting further argument. The book treats BIF as a skill, not a personality trait. Readers are encouraged to practice composing responses that are short and specific, and to recognize when the best move is to respond only to the actionable portion of a message. The underlying idea is not to control the other parent, but to regain control over your own communication. In co-parenting, written records can matter, so a BIF response also tends to read as reasonable and child-focused if later reviewed by professionals or a court. Secondly, reducing escalation by ignoring bait and stripping out blame language. A major theme is learning to identify bait, personal attacks, and broad accusations, then refusing to engage them. Co-parent conflict often intensifies because one parent answers the emotional tone instead of the practical question. The book emphasizes separating content from provocation, respond to scheduling, school, health, or exchange logistics, while leaving insults and character claims untouched. This approach is especially relevant when a conversation has repeated patterns, such as circular arguments, moving goalposts, or attempts to relitigate the past. Related to this is the idea of turning off blame-centered language. When messages include criticism or moral judgments, the recipient often feels compelled to defend themselves, which expands the conflict and creates more material for future disputes. BIF responses are meant to be emotionally neutral without sounding cold. The friendly element is not about pleasing the other parent, but about lowering temperature and making the communication harder to misinterpret as aggressive. By narrowing communication to what affects the child and what can be acted on now, readers can reduce the frequency and duration of conflict episodes. The book also implicitly supports emotional self-management, because de-escalation requires a pause, a draft, and sometimes choosing not to respond immediately. Thirdly, boundary setting and decision points in co-parent communication. Beyond writing style, the book focuses on boundaries, what topics belong in co-parent communication, what belongs elsewhere, and what should not be discussed at all. In co-parenting, boundaries can involve acceptable response times, preferred channels, and rules about keeping messages limited to child-related matters. The book also addresses the practical reality that co-parent decisions are frequent and time-sensitive, from routine exchanges to education and healthcare choices. BIF supports decision-making by making requests specific and time-bound, and by reducing side issues that derail problem-solving. A firm close, such as proposing two alternatives or confirming a plan, prevents messages from becoming open-ended negotiations. Another boundary domain is privacy and public posting. Social media can amplify conflict because it invites an audience and creates permanent artifacts. The book encourages readers to communicate in ways that protect the children and avoid public escalation, while recognizing that not all co-parents will cooperate. In that context, a boundary is less a mutual agreement and more a personal commitment to keep communication clean, limited, and defensible. Fourthly, applying BIF across common co-parenting subjects. The usefulness of BIF depends on whether it holds up across real day-to-day parenting categories, and the book is oriented toward those practical contexts. Co-parent communication typically clusters around predictable issue schedules, transportation, and exchanges. school events, medical appointments, extracurricular activities, and money-related coordination. These topics create friction because they involve constraints, fairness perceptions, and frequent changes. BIF responses are designed to keep the focus on concrete details, dates, times, locations, and the specific action being requested. The book encourages keeping separate conversations separate. When a message mixes multiple complaints with one legitimate question, the BIF approach is to answer the legitimate question only, or to break the response into simple bullet-like points while still staying brief. This reduces the chance of being pulled into arguments about motives or parenting quality. Because co-parenting often happens alongside legal agreements or court orders, clarity matters. BIF-style writing can support compliance and reduce ambiguity without sounding threatening. Even when parents disagree strongly, the book emphasizes communicating in a manner that keeps the child at the center and leaves less room for misinterpretation. The recurring lesson is that disciplined writing is a parenting skill and a conflict management tool, not merely good manners. Lastly, practice, coaching mindset, and building long-term communication habits. A notable emphasis is that BIF works best when practiced until it becomes automatic. The book presents the method as learnable, with examples that help readers internalize what to write and what to avoid. This matters because conflict messages often arrive when a person is already stressed, and a reliable template can prevent reactive replies. The goal is not perfect communication, but consistent communication that reduces chaos over time. The authors also promote a coaching mindset focus on what you can control and develop skills you can apply without needing the other parent to change. That includes drafting messages, waiting before sending, and using BIFF as a filter to decide whether a response is necessary. The approach can also help professionals, such as mediators, counselors, and family law practitioners, coach clients towards safer written exchanges. Importantly, the book does not promise that BIF will transform an uncooperative co-parent into a cooperative one. Instead, it positions BIF as a way to reduce escalation, increase predictability, and protect the communication record. Over time, those benefits can improve coordination, lower stress, and limit the children's exposure to adult conflict, even when the relationship between parents remains difficult. In conclusion, this book is best suited for divorced or separated parents who must communicate regularly and are tired of conversations turning into fights, especially when texts and emails arrive with accusations or hostile tone. It is also useful for family law professionals, mediators, parenting coordinators, and therapists who need a concrete, teachable framework that clients can apply immediately. The practical benefit is clarity. BIF gives readers a repeatable way to respond without defending, counterattacking, or over-explaining. That can reduce emotional wear and tear, shorten conflict cycles, and keep attention on the child and the next actionable step. What makes the book stand out in the co-parenting category is its narrow focus on written communication, the medium where conflict easily escalates and where a permanent record is created. Many co-parenting books emphasize broad relationship repair, healing, or ideal collaboration. BIF is more tactical. It helps readers function even when collaboration is limited. The method is intentionally simple, which can feel formulaic to some readers, but simplicity is also why it is usable in real time. By combining a clear structure with boundary setting and numerous applied scenarios, the book offers an approach that is realistic for high conflict dynamics and still aligned with child-centered decision-making. If you would like to support Bill Eddy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.